Our first feature looks at the stories surrounding the claim that a skeleton in East Runton is responsible for a strange glow seen at night. Our reader is Sue Roscoe.
This is an area famous for skeletons that belong to the neighbouring village of West Runton, has somewhat stolen the skeleton limelight with the remains of a step mammoth, which was found in 1990, dating back 700,000 years, and which was the largest ever found in Britain. But East Runton boasts a skeleton that glows in the dark. In 1906, when the A149 coastal road was being widened for motor vehicles, something unusual was unearthed close to the corn mill of the skeleton of a man buried 4 feet under the ground. He would have been around 5 foot, 10 foot to 6 foot tall in life. And his teeth suggested that when he died, he had been in good health. Local legends spoke of a smuggler who had been killed and buried at this spot after he tried to escape from excisemen. Others claimed that the body was that of a peddler who travelled from the village to village selling watches, rare commodities, in the 18th and 19th centuries, and the kind that attracted the wrong kind of interest from robbers. Whatever the man was, his remains were removed and laid to rest at the local churchyard, and the roadworks rumbled on. Cars eventually passed over the place where the man had been once been buried. But although his earthly remains had moved to a different location in some form, the man remained in the same spot. Local people reported seeing a ghostly light close to the corn mill, 60 metres away, would cross the fields close by and disappear into the earth close to the place where the skeleton was found. The excellent Griff Monster Walks .blogspot.com dot, which offers a selection of walks primarily in the Norfolk and Suffolk, which takes in local history and folklore, suggests a slight variation on the story. It was easy to conjure up the ghosts of the day gone by, wandering up the track known as Thorns Lane. It reads, "Maybe whisperers on the winds were speaking of the secret that lurked on this track." One side of Woodhill House was the coast road in front, where some poor unfortunate soul had met their fate many years ago. No one knows exactly when, no one remembers who. There is no marker, no headstone, not even a simple cross. Just a skeleton, buried anonymously and only found when the road was widened in the early 1990s. A smuggler, a thief. Either way, the tale makes out it was some reprobate who deserved such an end. Someone who wasn't worthy of a rightful burial. Someone to be cast aside beyond the boundary of the village and forgotten about. The description of the area then continues. The mill stands in all its glory on top of Mill Lane. One could bet there are old stories that could be told by the walls of this monument. It certainly holds one ghostly secret. They say it was a source of ghostly lights. They say ghostly lights emanated from this location and then would dance across the fields and go aground in the copse beyond where there was another unmarked grave. One should hang about where these lights show, and one certainly should not mock them, lest they follow you home. These spirits of a long departed, these will of the wisps, these jack-o'-lanterns, they should not be tangled with, for they are another realm. This is little evidence of the phosphorance which usually explains the ghostly lights seen in East Anglia in this corner of Norfolk. So the mystery remains. Tried forever to a modernisation programme which unearthed the dead.